More than one person has been in contact with the Normal Police Department to allege electioneering lately. Town Council member Stan Nord recently was chastised and threatened with legal action by the town for attempting to interfere with an ongoing investigation. But as WGLT's Lindsay Jones reports, while Nord's actions got attention because of his status as an elected official, he's not the only person raising concerns.
In emails obtained by WGLT, Normal Town Council member Stan Nord repeatedly asked NPD Chief Steve Petrelli about how an investigation into alleged electioneering at Unit 5 is going. But when Normal Police Chief Steve Petrelli says the investigation is still ongoing and he can't say much beyond that, Nord kept going. He questioned whether NPD had been influenced to drag its feet. Nord also said if NPD needed a specific amount of public outcry to justify releasing more information, Nord would provide that, too. The multiple queries and the implication of some of Nord's comments have since resulted in Town of Normal lawyer Brian Day drafting a strongly worded cease and desist letter to Nord, suggesting that if he continued, the town would take legal action against him.
At a town council meeting on Monday, Nord responded,
"I cannot represent you on things because I've been told if I do, I'm going to be meddling in things that I shouldn't be when I'm just kind of being the messenger, which is what an elected representative is supposed to do."
Mayor Chris Coos said the issue was about Nord not going through proper channels with concerns.
"In a council manager form of government, the appropriate thing for a council member to do is address all concerns through the city manager, which he will not do."
But here's the thing. Nord's actions here aren't an anomaly this election cycle. Multiple people have been trying to get Normal Police involved during this election cycle regarding the Unit 5 referendum. There was a complaint made to law enforcement in mid-February, of course, which is the ongoing investigation Nord asked Petrelli about. But recently, a woman attended a choir concert at Normal West High School and then called the police to allege electioneering by parents on school property. Here's Vicki Rowe telling the Normal Town Council on Monday what she saw.
"There were campaign materials on the table right by the door to enter the gym for the concert. You couldn't miss it because you had to go past this table of campaign literature."
Rowe said she called the police to report the alleged electioneering, and then she asked the town council on Monday to intervene.
"Unit 5 needs to be held accountable for these illegal actions. So I'm asking each of you, what are you going to do about this issue? What is the Normal Police Department going to do about this issue?"
Unit 5 Music Parents President Josh Jensen wasn't around by the time police came to take a report at the concert, but he says he couldn't believe police were even there at all. The group that was tabling was outside of the event, and the group is made up of parent advocates for music programming. Jensen says they've tabled and advocated for years, but this is the first time police have been involved.
"It's very much seems to be the tenor of this election."
By definition, the Music Parents group is an advocacy group, and because music programs have been threatened by a lack of funding if the referendum does not pass, Jensen says they decided to table at music events this semester.
"The biggest way we think we can support music right now is voting yes. And so we've been working with Yes for Unit 5 to be able to get that information and be able to utilize that as we can at the events that we go to."
A police report from the March 16th event obtained by WGLT showed the officer who responded recommended the case be, quote, administratively closed due to a lack of evidence of any electioneering laws being broken. A spokesperson from the State Board of Elections says a better way to raise concerns about electioneering is to document what you see and let the McLean County State's Attorney's Office know. Having said that, Normal Police Chief Petrelli says the department has been trying to address the complaints raised with them fairly and appropriately.
"We're just doing what I think the people's expectation is of the police department, that we take an unbiased, you know, very objective approach to these things and do our jobs and not be influenced by political agendas."
Still, Petrelli says this election cycle has been an interesting one.
"And like you said, it's unique. I don't remember the last time that it's been such a politically charged issue like it is right now. But you know what? That's how it goes. You know, things ebb and flow like that."
Music Parents President Josh Jensen says he wonders if in all the talk of who may be breaking what rule and when, the real issue at hand is getting lost. He says the referendum and the consequences of it all will affect kids the most.
"I think everybody's being blinded by money right now, with the way the economy is and other things. But at the end of the day, it is about the kids, and that's what we've been trying to do, is refocusing on that.
Jensen says he's also been contacted by people who were interested in knowing if people who were against the referendum could table at events. He says that's not the mission of the Music Parents Group, but other people and other perspectives are welcome to set up.
And we've actually been asked this question. If there's a group that wants to come and post a no table, they're more than welcome to. Nobody's stopping. But we haven't seen one yet.
Unit 5 says nothing parents or staff have done thus far has violated any district policies. The State Board of Elections and Board of Education say as long as state statutes are not being violated, the deference is to individual school district policy. With reporting from Charlie Schlenker, I'm Lindsay Jones.
Early voting has started at the McLean County Government Center in downtown Bloomington. Municipal elections are April 4th.